I promise. It's a public school started by basketball star LeBron James. Today on The Longview, Neil Milner promises to explain why this novel idea just might work. Morning.
Hi.
So what is this all about, I promise?
Well, I promise is about starting a particular school in Akron, Ohio, initially for students who have not done really well, mostly poor students who have not done really well in school. Even when there's been a lot of money put in by private philanthropists, then it started in July with 220 students, lower grades, and over the years it will go become much bigger and will include the higher grades also. It started by a grant from LeBron James, but that's just a small part of it. And in a recent article in Atlantic, Aaliyah Wong, who used to write for Honolulu Civil Beat, wrote a piece about what's promising about this. And so it's a very interesting piece because it does show that there are really some attempts here to do what most education reform doesn't do. And that also, if you read between the lines, can see where the problems might be if you see this as a model for change.
And so what's the difference between this kind of a school and a charter school?
Well, the first thing to say is to understand, before we even get that very quickly, mm-hmm. is to understand how often we try to do educational reform that helps poor kids and how intractable the problem has been, that we know that socioeconomic status is the most important variable in explaining success in the school. To put that in plain English, from birth on, there is a separation of middle-class, college-educated parents' kids from other kinds of kids that involve all kinds of economic and psychological issues. And so this is an attempt to get at it. Often we think about this in terms of charter schools, that is, these independent schools that can do things that have much more independence from the regular system. This is a public school, and one of the things that makes this kind of promising is that it is a public school because for two reasons, as Aaliyah suggests. One reason is that whatever people think about public schools, whatever Betsy DeVos thinks about public schools as being inferior, most kids are going to go to public school. Secondly, and this is maybe the most important distinction, because it's a public school, you're building in the possibilities for this school to be an innovator, a test for public schools generally. That's not true with private and charter schools. No matter how good they are, they're operating outside of the system. Now, there's no reason, no logical reason why you can't use those as reform, but it usually doesn't work that way, partially because charters are seen as rivals. So this thing, for better or for worse, is in the public schools, and it makes it possible to see this as a source of innovation.
So hopefully they can cut through red tape, though.
Well, there is that. We'll get to more of the pitfalls in a second. You're right. You're going to have to deal with the red tape and the educational bureaucracy. But the point is that if most kids are going to go through that anyway, you've got to figure out how to do that. And one of the things that this school has done in planning this, and James has been involved in this kind of thing for a long time. He's not just somebody tossing out money. One of the things that the school has tried to do in the planning process for the school is to involve people, staff and educational bureaucrats at a very early level to get them on board and to get some kind of buy-in. This is very different, and this is another advantage of I Promise. We now have a lot of examples of big-time philanthropists, Mark Zuckerberg being a good idea, of tossing millions and millions of dollars into a school system where the change just fails. And one of the reasons it fails, and again, Aaliyah points this out, is because it's parachuting. Because a lot of times people come in saying, we got the money, we're going to hire people who really know how to do things. And they ignore ignore what the parents want, they ignore other things, and they just simply don't work. This is an inside work by someone propelled not just by James's money, but by his own experiences in the Akron school system.
And then this program looks at the whole child.
Yeah, it's I mean, the whole child is a buzzword, and people have talked about it for a long time. But there's been some research to show that most school systems don't really do that because it's expensive and it's cumbersome. So what this school is trying to do is, it has a pretty intense curriculum. It's STEM-based, and there's kind of hands-on learning and a lot of that. But it is trying to recognize two very important things, that it's not just about what the child is learning in school. It's about broader things. And it's not just about the child. It's about the family. So within this school and for the teachers also, there's all kinds of other resources, nutritional resources, food, opportunities to deal with the emotional aspect of kids, understanding that you need something in the schools in order to overcome some of the limits of the family. In addition to that, and this is really kind of interesting, there's a family resource center where the family members can do everything from literacy education to study for the GED to things like having a barber shop, learning how to write resumes and so on. So, you know, we tend to think about these things as being, I don't know, soft and easy. But the fact of the matter is that this is consistent with what we know about the relationship between family and education.
And pitfalls then?
Well, here's the first pitfall. The first pitfall really involves the fact that educational reform is very hard, and it's almost a desperate kind of thing. We try one thing and then after another. And so one of the things here, one of the pitfalls is don't be too hopeful about it. You see that that is before you decide that you can make this thing work, you better look at how it's working before you decide to use it as a model. Educational reform tends to be local, and it tends to be very subtle and particularistic if it works. If you look at early childhood education, which one works and which ones don't, it's real hard to find hard and fast variables. It's very much based on the little things that occur in class.
Okay, but it sounds like we got to try something.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting attempt, one of the more interesting attempts. And James is a heavy hitter. It's not just that he's bringing money here. He's got his own experience here, and it's worth watching. But you have to watch it. You have to monitor it. You have to see just how good it's going to be over time.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Neil.
Sure.
That was Neil Milner on the Longview, and he's talking about I Promise, a public school aimed at rethinking how education is delivered to its students.